From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Syrian forces advanced in the northern city of Aleppo Sunday in an ongoing offensive to wrest one of the country's major cities from opposition fighters. Syrian state media reports the army promised rebels safe passage if they cleared out of the city's eastern sector following bombing campaigns that have heavily targeted the area's hospitals. Relief workers say the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of Aleppo was bombed Saturday for the second time in recent days as Syrian government forces and their Russian allies pushed to recapture the entire city. The New York Times reports U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared a $916 million loss on his 1995 income tax returns. The newspaper said the substantial tax deduction could have allowed Trump to legally avoid paying any federal income taxes for up to 18 years. The Times said the nearly billion-dollar loss was large enough to eliminate more than $50 million a year in taxable income for 18 years. The newspaper said it had consulted tax experts who saw nothing illegal in the Trump tax documents that took advantage of the tax provision. Responding to the report Sunday, Trump tweeted, "I know our complex tax laws better than anyone who has ever run for president, and I'm the only one who can fix them." Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton speculated at a presidential debate that Trump had not released his tax returns because they would reveal he had not paid any federal taxes. This is VOA News. Colombians decide Sunday whether to accept a peace deal between the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC. The referendum comes 6 days after a final peace agreement between the government and the National Guerrilla Movement was signed, bringing an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. Public opinion polls indicate the peace deal is likely to be ratified. Hungarians cast ballots on Sunday in a referendum on whether to accept plans by the European Union to resettle asylum seekers among its member states. Prime Minister Viktor Orban wants to stop the influx of large numbers of Muslim migrants into Europe, arguing they threaten Hungary and Europe's Christian identity and culture. He spoke to reporters after voting.
You cannot be confident, may I say, to use your phrase, because, you know, election is election. But I think the Hungarians are aware what is at the stake. And, you know, it's important because it's not about the will of the government. It's not about the intention of the parliament. It's the voice and the will of the people.
Under the EU scheme, Hungary would receive approximately 1,300 asylum seekers. No votes supporting the government position are expected to win, so there is uncertainty whether turnout will exceed the 50% plus one vote threshold of registered voters needed to be valid. The British Prime Minister says Britain will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March 2017. Theresa May made the announcement Sunday in an interview with BBC Television.
I've been saying that we wouldn't trigger it before the end of this year, yes, so that we get some preparation in place. But yes, I mean, I will be saying in my speech today that we will trigger before the end of March next year.
Before Sunday's announcement, May had only said Britain would not trigger Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty before the end of the year. Article 50 is the treaty clause that would start a two-year countdown for Britain's formal exit. Several dozen people were killed in Ethiopia's Oromia region when police fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse anti-government protesters at a religious festival. The tear gas caused panic and triggered a stampede Sunday that killed at least 50 people. Without giving a specific death toll, the government confirmed several people died and others were injured in chaotic scenes during the annual festival, in which the Oromo community marks the end of the rainy season. The U.S. Supreme Court begins its new term Monday, and for the first time in 25 years, only 8 of its 9 seats are filled, its future to be decided by the presidential election. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.